Another important figure in the history of road safety in Victoria was Dr. John Birrell. Ian Johnston elaborates.
John was absolutely pivotal. He was the police surgeon. Nowadays they've got several police surgeons. He was the only one. And in the late 60s, early 70s, he was single-handedly responsible for getting politicians to understand the role of alcohol in crashes. One of my favourite newspaper clippings is from 1958, and it was the report of Australian Bureau of Statistics analysis of road crashes. And the headline was, "Careless reversing causes more deaths than alcohol." And you went, what? And anyway, it documented that in the stats, less than 3% of fatal crashes involved alcohol. And John Birrell knew that to be rubbish because he'd get called out on a Saturday night to serious crashes, and every time he'd find grog. And no one would believe him. And the reason it wasn't in the stats is no one ever tested for it. If the guy was dead, you put him in a sheet, took him off to the morgue. If they were taken to hospital, the doctors attempted to stitch him up. The police weren't interested in testing because there was no blood alcohol law. So in order to convict someone, you had to prove that they were affected by alcohol to such an extent that they didn't have proper control. So the whole system was stacked against finding a role for alcohol. So John Birrell took senior Victorian politicians out with him on a Saturday night.
And he demonstrated this?
Oh, he said, come and sniff their breath. And he convinced the government then to do two things. He convinced the coroners to regularly take blood from dead persons and convinced the doctors at the hospitals to take blood from casualties. And it was enormously important, actually, in emergency medicine to know whether the guy had been drinking because it affected very much the kind of anaesthetic he gave them to do the operation. And far from the ABS figure of 3%, we found out very quickly from the first series of coroner's data that more than 50% of the dead drivers were over the legal limit. So suddenly we knew what was happening. And I mean, all of that began to spread to the other states as well. But from there, John was one of the key ones in pressing the government to get a blood alcohol law introduced.
John Knott adds,
drinking and driving was accepted. Australia had a reputation as a heavy drinking country, and I could point to adverts for whiskey and beer back in the 20s and 30s and 50s, have one for the road.